Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Arrow News reporter with last-minute hit-the-spot news brought to you four times daily through the courtesy of Arrow Beer and Ale. With more than 100 brands of beer from which to choose, why does Washington select Arrow Beer as its outstanding favorite? Why is Arrow Beer making more new friends than any other brand? You'll understand why when you next taste Arrow. Arrow is smooth, not sweet. Better, not bitter. Arrow Beer always hits the spot. Reaction for and against President Roosevelt's neutrality policy is resounding in the halls of Congress and echoing overseas in the warring nations of Europe. The President has laid before an extraordinary session of Congress a proposal for repeal of the arms embargo provision of the Neutrality Act. And he has declared that the surest road to peace is to return the American nation to the principles of international law. Senate isolationists have answered with a promise to fight Mr. Roosevelt's program to the finish. 24 members of the isolationist bloc held a strategy meeting and pledged themselves to a vigorous stand against the president's policy, but they agreed not to resort to filibuster tactics. On the other side of the fence, Democratic leaders have banded together to push the administration's program. Senate Majority Leader Barkley says the Senate Democratic Steering and Policy Committees will meet at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. They will attempt to limit the special session to consideration of the neutrality law proposals. This is in accordance with the president's wishes. Overseas, the British people have acclaimed Mr. Roosevelt's appeal for removal of the arms embargo. For to the British and French, such action by Congress would mean that they could arm their troops with American munitions. But sentiments are quite the opposite in Berlin. Nazi diplomatic quarters have welcomed the president's announced determination to keep America out of war. But Nazi leaders are bitterly critical of his demand for removal of the arms embargo. The Germans believe that the proposed cash and carry policy would work to the exclusive advantage of France and Great Britain. Incidentally, WJSV will carry a full broadcast of Mr. Roosevelt's speech tonight at 10:45. Ominous developments in the European war indicate that a major offensive may be launched on the Western Front at any moment. French forces are said to be driving further into Germany, while hordes of Nazi troops are moving up to meet their advance. At the same time, interest is centering on the smoldering Balkans after the assassination of Romania's premier, Arman Călinescu, by Nazi Iron Gardists. In the east, Soviet troops continue their march through eastern Poland, and it has been announced in Moscow that Polish peasant committees are redistributing Polish estates under orders of the Soviet military. The British Admiralty says reports that Great Britain has captured the German liner Bremen are absurd. This denial puts an end to the most recent stories as to the whereabouts of the $20 million German luxury ship. The Bremen has been unreported since leaving New York before the war began. The Admiralty announcement was accompanied by denials of several other rumors. The Ministry of Information says there is no foundation for reports of the loss of the British warships Hood, Renown, and Repulse. Back in this country, the United States destroyer Leary has steamed out on an undisclosed mission. Her crew on shore leave had been rounded up by Boston police prior to the hasty departure. Sailing orders were issued from Rear Admiral Tarrant's office of the Boston Navy Yard. It is understood that the Leary is fully equipped. There is to be no let-up in the federal investigation in Louisiana. Assistant Attorney General Roach, Chief of the Justice Department Criminal Division, has made that clear. Roach said that the inquiry will be carried on after all the cases now scheduled have been handled. And here's some news of local interest. Next year, 1940, is a leap year, but the Palace Theater is jumping the gun on New Year's by more than 3 months. At its midnight preview of the new picture, The Women, tonight, the fair sex of the moviegoers will be obliged to buy the tickets for their doubly fortunate male escorts. Listen in again for the Arrow News Reporter, brought to you by the Globe Brewing Company of Baltimore at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And remember, when you order beer, be sure to ask for Arrow, the beer with the famous flavor. Hugh Conover speaking. This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital. The following announcement is electrically transcribed.
Here's the story of the 1940 cars in a nutshell.
Best bets, Buick.
See your nearest Buick dealer for complete details.
WJSV, Washington.